The Way of Mastery, Book 1, The Way of the Heart, Lesson 9, All Events are Neutral. I am your brother and your friend, who looks upon you and sees naught but the face of Christ within you. Christ is the firstborn of the Father. That is, it is that which is begotten and not made. Christ is God's creation. Christ is the Holy Child of God. Christ is as a sunbeam to the sun, radiating forever from the holy mind of what I have called Abba. Therefore, I come forth to abide with you in perfect joy and in perfect freedom and in perfect reality. I come forth to join with that part of you that abides always in perfect knowledge, perfect peace, perfect knowingness, and in perfect union with your Creator. I come not to speak of things that you do not know. I come not to use words that you do not already abide within you. I come not with the wisdom that you do not already contain. I come not with a love grander than that which already flowers within the silent places of your own heart. I come not to place myself above you. I come only to walk as an equal beside you. I come because I love you. I come because I am your friend. Of all the things that I could possibly choose to do with the unlimited power of consciousness, given equally unto me of my Father as it was given unto you, of all the places and dimensions and worlds in which I could reside in this moment, I come to abide with you, to bridge the gap that seems to yet separate you from me. In reality, all dimensions of creation reside in a space far smaller than the tip of a pin. In reality, all dimensions of creation are so vast that you could never measure them. In reality, there is no gap between where you are and where I am. This is why I can be no further from you than the width of a thought. But oh, beloved friends, the power of a thought is the power to create universes, and within universes to create yet more universes, and within those universes to create world upon world upon world upon world. Your lived experience is that momentarily your attention seems to be focused on your unique world, which shares some things in common with many other beings. You have what is called in your world a consensus reality. We would say a consensus experience, born out of a universal reality. Beloved friends, even as you abide in your awareness in this moment, you are the creator of the world you experience, and you do this in so many ordinary ways. When you stand face to face with anyone, and for just a split second, you alter the position of your body through which you gaze upon them, you take up a new stance, a new perspective. In that very split second, you have created a new experience for yourself. When you look upon a friend, and the mind moves from neutrality, which is where you begin every experience, into the thought, that is my friend Mary, that is my friend Saint-Germain, that is my friend Peter, that is my friend Joanna, that is my friend Nathaniel. Whatever the name may be, when you hold that thought, already you begin to change the experience. You are a literal creator in that moment. For when you name anything, you define it according to the factors that you have built into the name that you use. When you look upon a field of energy arising from the mystery of earth, and you say the word tree, instantly you have brought forth into your manifest experience everything you have ever decided is associated with the field of energy that you have called tree. In this way, your experience is entirely unique. It has never been before. It will never be again. Nothing can repeat it. This is why creation is forever new. Yes, you can stand with your friend and look upon a tree and nod your head and say, "Of course, that's a tree. Yes, I see the branches, I see the leaves." But as soon as you have named it, you have brought forth all of the associations you have called to yourself, your experience of that field of energy that you have called tree. Rest assured, those called environmentalists and those that you have labeled loggers definitely see a different experience, though they both use the same word tree. Which is right then, and which is wrong? This does not apply. In this lesson, we want to address another of the important pebbles that you must drop into the clear, still pool of your awareness. It is simply this: all webs of relationship, all energy fields, are absolutely neutral. What creates experience is how you decide you will view that web of relationship, that field of energy. The effect of that decision is also completely neutral. But how can that be? For when a logger sees a tree and sees only the profit to be made, forests disappear. And when an environmentalist looks at a tree, the tree remains and the mighty owls and the birds have a place to make their home. Surely we are not to perpetuate the same reality. Surely are we not to perpetuate the same reality, the same experience that all human beings have had? Is there not loss when the forest disappears? Listen well and carefully. All events are neutral. You are the one that places the value upon it. Now, does that mean that one should become cold-hearted, unconscious, and blind to their actions? Of course not. For part of awakening means to realize one's interconnection with the web of all relationships. It means awakening a reverence for the mystery that is life. But it also means to release judgment of another who would view the tree differently. For you see, the body that you have crystallized out of a field of infinite energy has but one purpose. It is a communication device. Therefore, let your primary perception, your primary guiding light in your third dimensional experience be this: what do I choose to communicate to the world with every gesture, with every breath, with every word spoken, and with every decision made? For ceaselessly, while the body lasts, you are engaged in the process of communicating to the world, making manifest to the world what you have chosen to value, what you have called into your experience and imbued with value. This means that ceaselessly, you are engaged in teaching the world what you believe holds the greatest truth, the greatest value. When an environmentalist looks upon a logger, becomes exasperated and judges that logger, or vice versa, the body is being used to communicate the value of judgment. That creates fear and contraction. The result of many, many minds choosing to value the right to judge is the effect you call your world, in which everything seems to be expressing conflict, struggle, butting of heads, and the Armageddon of opposite ideas running into each other. And just beneath it all events remain completely neutral. Even if the forests of your planet were completely taken away, that would be a neutral event. Why? Because if all of the trees were gone, if the very physical planet you call Earth died, dissolved from view, life would continue. Life would merely create new worlds. It does it all the time. You do it all the time. The events then that you experience are always neutral. What you see occurring in the world around you remains neutral until you make the decision what it will be for you. You will name it, and therefore you will define it. When you define it, you call all of the associations of that to yourself. This is why I once taught, it is very wise to forgive 70 times 7 times. It was for a very selfish reason. If one wrongs you and you spend your energy convincing them that they have wronged you, that you have a right to be angry and to be attacking in any way you call to yourself, even into the cells of the body, the energy of conflict, judgment, war, death, disease, unhappiness, and separation instantly. But if you forgive 70 times 7, then each of those moments of forgiveness, you call into your field of energy that which reminds you of unconditional love, perfect peace, a power that transcends anything that arises in the world. You call to yourself the reality of Christ, and all of it hinges on nothing more than the pebbles that you drop into the mind. Look with innocence on what you value. Where, then, have you drawn the line? Where have you said, I will allow neutrality to all events in this sphere, but not in that sphere? If my friends divorce or separate, well, okay, I'll see that as neutral. But if my spouse leaves me, that is not neutral. If my friend's father leaves $3 million to his children, well, that's fine. That's a neutral event. But if my father leaves his $3 million to charity and leaves me out of the picture, that is not a neutral event. If the streams in a country on the other side of the world from where I am become polluted because the consciousness of a community allowed a factory to be built without safeguards, well, it's on the other side of the world, a neutral event. But if they build it in my backyard, it is no longer neutral. It is always wise to look lovingly, to see where you have drawn the line, to see what you will look upon as neutral and what you cling to as being filled with meaning and value that is unquestionable. For there you will find what requires forgiveness within you. We have shared with you that mastery is a state of fearlessness. When you place a value upon something and then become adamant that that value exists in the event or the object outside of you, you have secured your place in fear. And fearlessness is as far from you as the east is from the west. Look well then to see where you have placed a value and insisted that that value be unshakable. How many times in each of your days do you say, oh boy, if my dog ever died, I would not be able to take it. That would just be the end of me. Or if the banks collapse, oh God, I wouldn't be able to take that. Be careful what you decree. Look to see where you are emotionally enmeshed with the value you have placed upon anything or anyone. Any relationship whatsoever, whether it be the relationship with your spouse, the relationship with your body, the relationship with your cat or your dog, the relationship with your bank account, the relationship with your government, look at all of your relationships, for you have made them what they are. Where can freedom be experienced, save within a consciousness that has learned how to transcend the contraction of fear? And fear is the result of your attachment to the values you have placed upon the events you experience, which are made up of events, persons, places, and things. All of these are actually just events. Every web of relationship comes to you perfectly neutral. You decree it by naming it and defining it. When one comes to you in anger and you react, recognize that you first decided that they are angry and you have brought forth with it all of the associations you have ever decided to value concerning what anger means. Yet, in that very moment, you hold the power to witness this field of energy circulating through the body and mind and the speech of another, and to see it as a dance of energy, a mystery arising from some unseen source and a web of relationships. You could look upon it with curiosity and with wonder if you defined it differently. This is true for all things that arise. Even the great diseases that seem to threaten the life of the body can be looked at with complete neutrality. But if you define them in a specific way, you will call to yourself the fear of that event, which comes with all of the associations you have learned from the world and from your own experiences. The message of this lesson is simple, but it is very important. It builds on all that we have shared previously with you. You are a creator, and you cannot help but create. The question then is, what will you create in each moment? Far beyond the great thrill of the magic of creating events or objects in third dimensional reality are the qualities that you create, such as peace, unlimitedness, forgiveness, compassion, and wisdom. These too are creations. Compassion does not exist floating about in the universe until you manifest it and cultivate it within your own consciousness. Christ consciousness cannot be said to truly exist for you until you create it within yourself. Your union with God does not even exist for you until you decide to open to the lived experience of it. Much as a food you have never tasted might as well not exist for you until you journey to that country, purchase it, and place it in the body. Or in your day and age, go to your grocery store and find the gourmet international section. Nothing can be said to exist for you until you have tasted the lived experience of it. So when you hear talk about enlightenment, when you hear talk about union with God, when you hear talk about unconditional love, stop nodding your head thinking you know what these things are and turn your attention within. Do you abide in a lived experience of these things? Immediately you will know the answer. If your answer is, no, I hear talk about enlightenment and I get a little glimpses, but I don't really know what it is because I'm not feeling it completely in my lived experience, right away you will know that there must be something that you have valued other than enlightenment that you are insisting remains in place in your consciousness. What is it? Search it out, find it, and decide whether you still want it. We would perceive there are many in your world that like to walk around as if they are in a state of peace, with smiles upon their faces. Perhaps they carry the Holy Bible in their hand, or some other text. They wear some religious icon upon their body, so as to create the appearance of one who is at peace. But inwardly, they are not at peace. When they turn on their television and they watch how the logger has felled yet another tree, inwardly they respond by calling that one ignorant or stupid or limited. In that moment, they have spoken to the universe the truth that they are choosing to live. I am not one who wants to know what peace is. I am not one interested in forgiveness. I am not one interested in wisdom. I am interested in judgment and the high that I feel in my body through the act of judging another as being less than myself. In short, it is time to give up the pretense. It is time to begin viewing yourself from the perspective of an absolute, ceaseless creator. Begin looking at exactly what you are creating in each moment of your experience. Bring the quality of childlike innocence to what you actually experience, not what you tell everybody else you are experiencing. It is time to become honest with the effects of the ripples of the rocks or the pebbles you have dropped into the field of your awareness as a great form of play. For a creator who understands their infinite power to create and who understands that it is going on ceaselessly, that effects are being generated moment to moment to moment to moment that will indeed be making up their tomorrows, gladly gives up the energy of denial and turns to look upon every moment of their experience that they might discern what choice they must have made to bring about the effects they are currently experiencing. When a bill comes and your body shakes and you go into contraction and worry because there are not enough golden coins in the checkbook to pay for it, the creator stops and looks upon all that is being experienced in the field of the body, in the emotional body, and at the thoughts being held in the mind. They begin to notice how they are viewing the objects around themselves, the world around them, in order to begin to wonder, what thought must I have dropped into the pool of my mind to create the effect of lacking golden coins? And is that a thought I wish to drop into my mind so that I create similar effects in my tomorrows? Here is the doorway to wisdom. Do not create unconsciously and then just walk away, but learn ceaselessly from your creation. For in this way, you begin the process of dissolving the creation of an unenlightened being, and you begin to build the creation of a Christ, here and now, in this moment. The power of your thoughts. Never, ever believe that your thoughts are neutral. I said earlier that events are neutral, but your thoughts are not. For your thoughts, literally, are imbued with the power of creation. They do not create neutrally. That is, every thought reverberates a quality of vibration that spreads out from you, touches the shores of manifested reality, and comes back to you. That is what you experience as the positive and negative events of your life. Now, it is very true, please listen carefully to this, that at any moment as you go along in your experience, as you experience the reverberation, the coming back of the ripples you have sent out, in that very moment, you are not a victim of what you have created. Because in each such moment, you remain as perfectly free as you were when you first dropped the pebble into the pond that even created the ripple in the first place. You are free to choose how you will experience the effect of that ripple. And if you experience it with unconditional freedom, with unconditional acceptance and love, forgiveness, neutrality, and innocence, you literally diffuse the effects of that ripple upon the pool of your consciousness. And then, in that moment, you become instantly free to begin creating in a new way the ripples that you will experience in the future. And this is why you are never a victim of anyone's creation, especially your own. It is not that life is so complex that you have created all these momentums and now you are stuck with them. In any moment that you get it, you can stop reacting as if you were a victim and look merely at the ripples that are coming back to you that you have sent out from yourself and say, this has come into my field of experience as an awesome mystery. This means that I am an awesomely powerful being. Therefore, I will look lovingly upon this ripple. Yes, I know it needs to play itself out, but as it does so, I'm going to be wise enough to see the transparency of it, to see the lack of effect that it really has. It doesn't change who I am. It doesn't add anything to my life. It doesn't take anything away from it. It merely is an experience called life passing through the field of my awareness. If I look lovingly upon it, if I embrace it, I can transmute it and therefore already be engaged in the process of creating a whole different kind of vibrational ripple that will create my tomorrows. That means that while the power of your thoughts is not neutral, the events called the effects of those thoughts can be either neutral or not neutral, depending on how you use the very primary power of awareness. We are seeking to share with you how infinitely free you are. There are many in your world that teach this illusory doctrine of what is called karma, that what you send out now, you must experience sooner or later. And how you experience it is directly related to the quality of the ripple you send out. That is not true. That would make you a victim. If you are made in the image of God, and I assure you that you are, You are not a victim of the world you see. You cannot, in reality, be victimized by anyone or anything at any time, because your reality is that you are made in the image of God. If you could truly be victimized, it would mean that God creates unlike herself. Does a salmon come from an oak tree? Does a nebula come out of the womb of a woman? Does a raspberry grow on a grocery store shelf? No. Like begets life. Like begets like. Therefore, why would you ever believe that God, who is but love and unlimited creativity and power, could ever beget something that is small and little and powerless? It does not happen. God cannot be victimized. Therefore, God's creation remains victimless. All events remain neutral, and all that the environmentalist and the logger are doing is using the power of consciousness to momentarily create the belief that they are this and not that. They place a value of their own choosing upon an event or of energy that they call a tree. And by what value they place upon it, they call the quality of experience they will have into their field of awareness. That is all that is happening. The energy that makes up the tree is eternal forever. It may change form, but life remains. Therefore, lament not the passing away of a species, but trust the grand intelligence that gave rise to it in the first place. For it is still busy creating even greater universes. This is why loss does not exist. How does all of this relate to your daily experience? As we move into the lessons that follow, it is going to become very crucial that you have a foundation upon which to build. 5 minutes a day, the foundation of mastery. If you are ready to completely assume responsibility for having been created in the image of God, and that, therefore, you are an eternal creator, begin now to utilize some time each day without letting a day go by in which you sit with yourself. Not with your mate, not with your parents, not with the television, not with your favorite sports team, not with your favorite actor or actress, not with your favorite religion, not with your favorite God or master or savior, not even me. Sit with you. Start by acknowledging that you are one with God. Understand that the very body that seems to have a heart within, that have a heart within it, beating life for you, is the effect of decisions and choices you have made. That the very chair that you are sitting on is the result of your attracting a web of relationships that is quite unique into your field of awareness called the physical universe. In this moment, you are having an experience you have never had before. You are sitting in the chair now. The event is completely neutral, and nothing that you are experiencing in your consciousness exists or is sourced by anything outside of yourself. Give yourself 5 minutes to practice choosing how you will experience sitting in a chair. Will you do so with a mind full of worry or a mind full of peace? A mind thinking of all the things it could be doing, or a mind marveling at how the weight of a body feels pressed against the seat of a chair? A mind that creates tension in the way the breath flows through the body, or a mind that creates ease and comfort? 5 minutes of practice sitting in a chair as an infinite creator of exactly what you are experiencing in your emotional field. Just that. You might even want to play with what it would feel like to sit in a chair as a Christ. What would that feel like? I will let you choose whether or not you would like to experience it. 5 minutes each day. Do it without fail. Be with yourself and decide how you will experience yourself now. For you see, the you that sits down in the chair with whatever is going on in your consciousness, whatever feelings you are having throughout the body, whatever is going on in your primary relationships, how the food is being digested in the body, all of it, the whole realm of your experience, is the effect of how you have been a million times when you have sat down to be with yourself in a thousand different chairs. Utilize the very process of sitting down in a chair as a symbol of preparing the mind for dropping a pebble into it, out of which will reverberate the vibrations or ripples that will come back to you. It is much easier to send out ripples and experience them when they come back in a blissful way, a way that brings you peace, joy, fun, laughter, play, and unlimitedness. Instead of having to constantly butt your head against something that you would rather transmute or run away from. But it begins with 5 minutes in which you acknowledge that you can create whatever experience you want as a feeling that floods through your awareness, as a quality of thought that you allow to keep repeating in your mind. You can sit in a chair as an awakened Christ now. I and my Father are one. It's a beautiful day. I've manifested a physical form sitting in a chair in a corner of one little tiny dimension of creation. How amazing this moment is. I think I'll just sit here and feel the heart beating in the body and the breath flowing through it. Ah, there's the sound of a bird. I'm glad I called that to myself. What beautiful thoughts can I think right now? Who can I send love to without lifting a finger? I am unlimited forever. I am free. I am free. I am free. Do you think you would like to have that experience for 5 minutes? Why not begin today? So many of you upon your physical plane keep searching for some form of magic that will bring the kingdom of heaven to you. You cannot bring it to you. You can only become aware of how you are using it to create the ripples that you send out from yourself. Do you know the saying in your world, wherever you go, there you are? You are God's creation. You are in heaven now. Heaven is not a place. It is a state of unlimited and infinite creative power because it is the reflection of God's holy mind. Why not be one who practices being the presence of heaven? If that seems too awesome or too far beyond you, then just play with it for 5 minutes a day. Trust me, I will love you no less for it. I will love you no less if for the other 23 hours and 55 minutes you decide to play at pretending and feeling that you are little, unworthy, unloved, unloving, unlovable, that you are the scourge of the earth and that life is constantly victimizing you. Go right ahead. I would never interfere with your free choice. I may not come and knock at your door except for those 5 minutes, but you remain free to utilize time any way you wish. For just 5 minutes, experience yourself as Christ, crystallizing a body as a temporary teaching and learning communication device, sitting in a chair in a totally neutral corner of creation, because you want to have the experience of sitting blissfully at peace in your perfect knowledge of your union with God in this moment. You might even find yourself daring to have thoughts such as this. Well, since I am an infinite creator, what would I like to create for my tomorrows? If during that 5 minutes, there is a knock upon the door, and it is the bill collector. Who cares? That is that soul's experience of thinking they are a bill collector and you are some bad person they must corral. Let them have their experience. Sit calmly, hear the knocking on the door, and allow yourself to be entertained by the beautiful worlds you are creating for your tomorrows. Here is the straight and narrow path that leads unto life. Here is the eye of the needle through which you must pass. For it is not enough to just embrace the idea that I am the creator of all that I experience. You must then choose to actively put it into practice. It begins with the practice of 5 minutes a day. That is all. When you feel that you can fulfill that for 5 minutes, then you can make it 10, and then 12, and then 15, and then 20. You may respond, "You mean for 20 minutes hang out as though I am Christ incarnate, totally in union with God, totally free to begin creating different ripples than I've ever experienced before, knowing that they will come back to me and become my manifested experience, with no doubt about it. But 20 minutes? Even if I could achieve that, that's such a small fraction of the time of day." Beloved friends, if you had faith as a tiny, tiny, tiny little seed, you would know that from little tiny faith, you will create the mighty oak tree whose branches will shelter you from the blistering sun and give comfort unto many. 20 minutes is an eternity when it comes to creating your tomorrows. If you believe that the other 23 hours must be taken up by experiencing the effects of what you created a long time ago, or the ripples that are coming back, so be it. Play with it. Let yourself transmute those moments. For example, "Oh, here I am answering the door. Yes, bill collector. Hi, come on in. Have a glass of water. You know, you're absolutely right. I didn't pay that bill. Do you want to know why? Silly me. I've actually decided to create the experience that I'm someone who can only create lack. That's why I have no money in my checkbook. It's just the darndest thing, isn't it?" "Oh, very good. You're going to turn my name over to the authorities, and now I'll have no credit with anybody on the planet. Well, go ahead if it makes your day. I have other things to do. I'm busy creating a new tomorrow. And I know that everything all around me is going to be taken from me anyway, since everything birthed in time ends in time. My house will be gone, my car will be gone, my clothes will be gone, and my friends will be gone. Everything I've experienced in time is changing anyway, so go ahead and take it from me now. It'll just speed up the process." I do not speak of this tongue-in-cheek. I speak from the perspective of one who is an awakened Christ, who already knows how to birth universes to create that which is holy, good, and beautiful. I know that this is the way. It is the only way. Release the value you have attached to your experiences, even the bill collector, and spend your time instead deciding which pebbles you are going to drop into the field of your mind. For you will create as the result of what you choose to think today, and what you value today will show itself to you tomorrow. I learned to value unlimitedness. I learned to value love. I learned to value fearlessness. Yes, my method for doing that was rather unique, and I would not recommend you that you follow in my footsteps. Unless, of course, you like the drama of being nailed to a cross and then stood up in front of all your friends in order to learn to transcend fear in your mind. I learned to value unbroken communication with every soul in every dimension of creation. I learned to value only my loving thoughts. And I birthed or grew a Christ out of the very seed of awareness that exists equally within each of you. Therefore, in this moment, look around where you are. Look at the objects that you see. Look at the people that you see around you, if there are any. Notice whatever sounds may be coming into your field of awareness. Notice whatever pictures or ideas you may hold of what you are or what the world is. These are all fleeting and temporary illusions. They will pass away and began passing away the moment they were created. Therefore, indeed, beloved friends, look at all that is around you and decide what value it holds for you. Will you see it as something that you must have in your existence? Or will you choose to see it as something you have playfully drawn to yourself? You appreciate it and it can be gone tomorrow and your peace will not be disturbed. Which way will you view the world? 5 minutes, one for each finger and thumb on a hand, in which you choose to sit as Christ in the midst of your kingdom, your creation. And you decide which thoughts you will hold and, therefore, determine how you see all that is in the field of your awareness and which thoughts you will allow to begin to generate the ripples that you will send out that will, there is no way to escape it, return to you. Planting the seed that produces the desired result. Once, indeed, there was a farmer who went out to plant the seed in his ground. But before he went to plant the seed, he selected the seed very carefully. The other farmers rushed out because they thought, "Oh, look, it is the time for planting to begin. Everything is perfect. The conditions are just right. We must make haste and plant." And they bought whatever seeds they could get and went out and spread them across the ground and began their busy work of doing what they had to do. Rest assured, they would have their harvest. But the wise farmer waited, and while he was laughed at by his colleagues, he carefully selected every seed. He waited until he could hold it in his hand and say, "Oh, I like the vibration of this seed. This feels very good. Oh yes, I can just see the beautiful plant that is going to arise from this. The fruit of it will be the sweetest in the valley." And he gathers his seeds. He paid no attention to the passing of the dates on the calendar. He paid no attention to the changing weather conditions. He knew that when the time was right, the seed would be planted, and from it would burst forth the flower of those seeds. He knew it. He gave no thought to the opinions of his colleagues. He enjoyed the process of loving the seeds that he was making his own. Then the farmer went out and he cast the seed upon the soil of his farm, which is likened unto the soil of your own awareness. He planted the seeds and he tamped them down and he nurtured them and he watered them and he cultivated them with a smile upon his face. And yes, the neighbor's seeds seemed to be already sprouting up through the ground. He could not have cared less, for he knew that these seeds would bring him an eternal harvest, that they would not just burst forth once from the soil, then throw out some mediocre fruit and then die. For he had selected seeds that would constantly bring forth in each season the best of fruits. He loved them and he nurtured them and he cultivated them. Long after the other farmers had grown weary and tired and had experienced drought and seeds that brought forth fruit where insects would come and destroy them, that would not be purchased by the people in the marketplace, this one farmer became the greatest of farmers in the entire valley. People would come from all over the world to bite, to take a little nibble out of the fruit that came from his garden. Yet the farmer merely delighted in continually loving and nurturing these seeds and cultivating the soil in which they were planted daily. He never took his consciousness away from his perfect union with these seeds. He never once forgot that he was the one that created his farm as a direct result of his careful selection of which seeds he would plant in his soil. And while others marveled at his good fortune, and while others were jealous of his good luck, the farmer always knew that no magic was involved. He merely followed in the footsteps of the wisdom given to him by God. Take my fruit and plant it in your consciousness. Know that you are one with me, and that fruit you experience is the result of the seeds you plant in your own consciousness. Know that you cannot help but experience the result, the fruit of the seeds you plant. Nothing bursts forth on the vine of your experience by accident. Therefore, create with me, my child. Create like unto myself by knowing that you are a creator, a farmer, a planter, and you will indeed harvest the quality of the seeds that you plant. Just as you, beloved child, are the harvest of the seed I once planted, when first I held the thought of you in my holy mind, and in that moment you arose as a sunbeam from the sun, made in my image, I held you as the thought of love in form, and I bestowed you with all good things. Therefore, see yourself as I see you. Embrace yourself as I embrace you. Accept yourself as you are, a creator, creating without ceasing. And just as I sat upon my throne, which means sitting in the center of all that is, and beheld you as a loving thought, so too choose only to allow loving thoughts to enter into your consciousness. Choose only to only allow loving thoughts to be expressed with your words. Choose only to allow loving thoughts to be translated into your gestures, your choices, and your actions, and thereby create as I created you, that which extends joy forever, that which extends the holy, the beautiful, and the good forever. For that is what you are. That is how I thought of you and I created you. And that is what you remain eternally. Therefore, join with me by extending your creation as I have extended you. Since you have manifested a physical body, accept my son's teaching and let that body be placed in a chair that you might think like the mind of Christ for 5 minutes, and you will beget an eternality that reflects the radiance of heaven, just as you reflect my radiance when I look upon the unlimited soul that you are. Indeed, in the entire valley there was but one farmer that was wise. Will you elect to join the union comprised of all the hasty farmers? Or will you choose to take up residence as the one farmer who knows how to create wisely and in faith, rests on perfect certainty, and merely sits back to wait for the ripples of heaven to come and replace the ripples of hell that once you created unwittingly? Everyone is a minister. You cannot help but minister to the world in each moment. Therefore, begin your ministry of enlightened consciousness now. And I promise you this absolutely, irrevocably. You will experience all that I have known and more. You will experience complete victory over death. You will experience complete unlimitedness and abundance. You will experience perfect peace, perfect miracle-mindedness, and perfect unbroken communion in bliss with all of creation. Once, when I was a man, I was taught to sit at the base of a tree for 5 minutes a day and to imagine myself to be the creator of all that I could think, all that I could see, and all that I could feel. 5 minutes taken out of the hours of play of a child. You are a child at play in your own kingdom. Will you give yourself 5 minutes to learn to be a Christ that creates in unlimited perfection, in alignment with the mind of God, whose experience is always radiantly blissful and free of limitation and fear? You will experience your creation. What that creation is and how you experience it is entirely up to you. The message of this lesson, built upon the last, begins to translate the truth into action. Very simple, very practical. So simple and so practical that you will be hard-pressed to find a reason, an excuse against it. For those of you so busy trying to take care of dealing with all the things life throws at you, even you know that you can find 5 minutes. And those 5 minutes can be the beginning of birthing a whole new universe for yourself. And with that, peace be unto you always, by making the decision to choose to receive peace as Christ. Herein lies the secret of much of what will be shared in your upcoming lessons. For what I specifically seek to do in the way of mastery, and this specific work you know as and call as Shanti Christo, is the birthing of a multitude of Christs that dwell upon your earth at the same time. It has never been done before. Imagine a world with 10 million awakened children of God, fully awake, not just as a belief or an idea, but who have mastered fear, who no longer live in doubt whatsoever, and who are busy creating universes that mirror perfectly the kingdom of heaven. Imagine it, if you dare. It begins now. Practice well for the next 30 days. If not, you will find yourself having to go back and start anyway, before you can receive the next phase of what will be shared. The choice is yours. Peace then be unto you always. Amen.